For decades, vegetarians have used a variety of nut and bean patties as a substitute for one of America's most popular menu items, the hamburger. But now, a handful of California-based companies are using science to shake things up. The results are so similar to ground beef that cattle ranchers are taking action. We've got this report from Capital Public Radio's Randall White.
These are not your parents' veggie burgers. These patties got their start in California labs where scientists reverse-engineered the components of beef and reconstructed them using vegetable-based ingredients. Two of the top-selling burgers are made by Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat, both backed by millions in venture capital. We spoke with Chef Anthony Scuderi of Sacramento's Hook and Ladder restaurant, where they added the Impossible Burger to the menu earlier this year. When he saw how it was selling, he was shocked.
I mean, every night we sell more and more, and I'm more and more surprised by it.
Scuderi says it's now selling so well that it makes up half of the burgers sold. This popularity is not going unnoticed by those who earn their living raising cattle. About an hour south of Sacramento is Oakdale, California. There's a lot of cattle grazing going on here, so much so that
it's the cowboy capital of the world.
A proclamation that hits close to home for this man.
My name's Bill Fogarty. I'm a cattle rancher, third generation, and we run beef cattle here in eastern Stanislaus County.
Hi, bossy.
His daughter and fellow rancher is Kelly Fogarty. She's with the United States Cattlemen's Association, a group that's petitioning the USDA to limit the use of the words beef and meat solely for slaughtered animal products.
Meat is meat, and it's not grown in a laboratory.
That's the association's new slogan, targeted at these new veggie patties. Fogarty says consumers can be confused, especially when products like the Beyond Burger are sold side by side in the meat department at some grocery chain.
We just want to make sure that the labeling is accurate. So we're not looking to limit competition, just encouraging that truthful and accurate labeling.
Due west from Oakdale is Oakland, where Impossible Foods CEO Patrick Brown has greatly expanded production with a new burger factory. Brown thinks big. He says he always had complete certainty that the company would be popular, and
we would not only hit this stage, but we're going to achieve our long-term goal. It's inevitable.
That goal? To completely replace animal-based protein consumption by 2035. You might think that would put people in the meat industry out of business, but Brown says as the company expands, another goal is to
create jobs in the same communities that right now depend on the incumbent industries for their livelihood. And that's something that we're, you know, extremely deliberate in terms of our planning.
Down in Southern California, Beyond Meat's CEO Ethan Brown says the efficiency of this new protein source will actually help the ag industry.
I think that the American farmer will be one of the biggest beneficiaries of this transition to plant-based meat because it'll allow for the vastly more efficient use of the key resource we have in agriculture, which is land, water, and energy.
Brown says he's working with farmers on how they can transition into suppliers for veggie burgers, mainly by growing legumes instead of the corn and other products used for animal feed. He says the push to narrowly define the term meat doesn't add up.
Then why can't we call it a piece of meat? It has the same things in it. It presents the same way, and it performs the same function, a lot like we call the mobile phone a phone. And we don't call it a fake landline.
These companies are moving well beyond California's borders into areas where veggie patties are less the norm. Impossible Burger, now available as sliders at the White Castle burger chain serving much of the Midwest. Beyond Burger, available in thousands of grocery stores and restaurants nationwide, including TGI Fridays. We grilled some up recently for an informal tasting at Capital Public Radio. Some omnivore staffers didn't care for the patties and were even put off by its resemblance to hamburger meat.
It doesn't have a lot of taste by itself.
But others were impressed.
When I was putting it on my plate, I knew it was not a meat burger, but when I bit into it and it tastes like meat, it feels like meat, I would not have known if you hadn't told me.
And for some, it turns out they actually are your parents' veggie burger. They're currently on the menu at the Sun City Lincoln Hills Clubhouse, aimed at retirees. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.